I mentioned at the beginning that tonight is the culmination of the whole church year. And when we began last Advent, and Jesus was born among us and in our hearts again last Christmas, whenever God expresses his love like that, love for God is the same as love for us. It's both comfort and challenge. And throughout Jesus' ministry, his whole ministry was about comfort, but it was also about challenge. It was about turning the other cheek. It was about going the extra mile. It was about forgiving enemies and all the things that we don't want to do. Tonight, when we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, there's a temptation, and it's been my temptation in the past, to say, let's not talk about Jesus as King, because in America, we don't think in terms of kings. But when I did that in the past, I was really mistaken, because if we don't think about Jesus' kingship, we don't see the reversal that he makes in the whole notion of what it means to be a king. Jesus is a king unlike others. Jesus serves other people. He lives for other people. He dies for other people. Jesus is a king that is ridiculed, that is scorned, that is mocked, spit on, crucified, and dies like a criminal. If you listen carefully to the gospel tonight, three different times people make fun of him and mock him as a king. First, it says the rulers sneered at Jesus and said, yeah, he saved other people. Let him save himself. If he's the chosen one, if he's the king of God, he ought to save himself. The soldiers pick up on that. It says the soldiers jeered at him. They approached him to offer him wine, and they said, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was an inscription above him. This is the king of the Jews. And they mocked him for it. Pilate was probably mocking him for it too, saying, our king is Caesar. He's powerful. This man is powerless. Then one of the criminals, it says, one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, are you not the Christ? You keep saying you're the anointed one of God. If you are, save yourself and save us. And Jesus doesn't do it. Jesus is a king that has no bodyguards. He's unguarded. Jesus is a king who rejects all force. Jesus is a king who goes against even self-defense. And you and I would say, ooh, I don't know if I want to go that far. But he does. He is against all violence. Any violence. Whenever that happens, that's really important. Because that means if we accept him as king, if we accept him as and celebrate Christ the King, then we accept his notions of how the world should be run. You know, there's never been anybody like Jesus as king in history. There's no religion, no cult, no culture that would ever think about having a king that gets crucified, that gets mocked, that gets spit on, that's powerless. That really confuses people. But when we accept that Jesus is our king, and we then have to accept his reversal of everything that we humans think about violence and about fighting back, now we're talking about turning the other cheek, really. Now we're talking about going the extra mile, really. Now we're talking about a whole different way of approaching life. I wonder how many of us are ready for that challenge. When people like Martin Luther King came proclaiming nonviolence and wouldn't fight back, people laughed at him too, and they killed him too. And after they did, nonviolence has stopped being so popular. People say it doesn't work. Jesus says it does. You know, a nonviolent God can only show his existence to us if he is violently driven out of a violent world. We live in a very violent world, and we know it. And whether it's shootings every night in St. Louis, or whether it's violence that we see in schools, whether we see it's violence in people's words, in people's name calling, all the things. How do we deal with that? How do we accept that if we believe that Jesus is king and we are part of his kingdom? We have to accept that reversal, that complete reversal of every way that we humans tend to deal with things. What makes this even more radical is that it's not just Jesus, the Son of God. It's also that what Paul tells us tonight, Jesus is the visible sign of the invisible God. Our God is a non-violent God, and our God challenges and invites the whole human family to look at the way it behaves and say, I invite you into a different kind of kingdom, a kingdom of truth and justice, a kingdom of love and peace. Jesus was a revolutionary, but not in the typical sense. No guns, no violence in the streets. It even says, and we say at Christmas time, he comes, he doesn't break a bruised reed. He doesn't shout in the streets. He doesn't do any of those kinds of things. Just very quietly, as a non-violent man, he said, I will challenge all my brothers and sisters. I will ask them to live like me. We can't change the whole world, but we can change our own thoughts, our own words, our own actions, our behavior. God asks us to join him in his kingdom and be a non-violent